Yes, hello, my name is Joel. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public research firm. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Am I speaking with Marcus?
No.
Is there someone there registered to
live here anymore?
Is there someone else registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey available that I can speak to?
Yeah, I'm a Democrat. I'm registered to vote. I'm a committee man.
Okay, sir. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic Party elections for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024?
100%.
Okay. And what is your race, sir?
What's the difference? I'm white, black, Asian. I mean, a vote's a vote.
Okay. I mean, it's just a survey that we're taking here, sir. We just want to know. Thank you so much.
I'm Caucasian.
Okay.
Anyone else in your neighborhood has felt
unfairly
treated by police? Have you ever felt that the police treated
okay, sir. A moment. What year were you born, sir?
1949.
Okay. I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100, sir. 0 means very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100 means a very warm, favorable feeling. 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. Rating 0 to 100, Ravi Bala, mayor of Hoboken, a candidate for Congress, how would you rate him?
I don't know. I'd give him a 50.
Okay.
I'm not too crazy about him.
All right. What about Stephen Fulop?
Fulop?
Yes, sir.
I like him.
Between 0 and 100?
At 75%.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
100%.
Okay.
I know he's old, you know. I mean, you know, I know he's... My mother lived to be 98. Never took a pill in her fucking life.
That's great.
11 children. So, you know, age to me, I'll be 75.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly... It all depends how you take care of yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Has he stuttered? He stuttered all his life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he's got a great sense of humor, like that time when he tripped over the sandbag. You remember
mm-hmm.
that?
Yeah.
He got back to the White House, and the reporters right away throwing questions at him. He goes, listen, I got sandbagged once today. I mean, you know, that's a sense of humor. You know what
yeah.
I mean? And Trump, this man's a fucking maniac. Let's face it. Sorry.
Okay, you know? Sir. What about Phil Murphy, governor of New Jersey? How would you rate him?
Murphy? Yeah, I'd give him a 75%.
Okay. What about Rob Menendez, U.S. congressman and candidate for Congress?
The son.
Son, correct.
Yeah, I like him. I give him 80%.
Okay.
I know him.
All right.
Very nice
what about
young man.
Tammy Murphy, First Lady of New Jersey and candidate for U.S. Senate.
I think that's a bad move on his part, so I'll go 50.
Okay. What about Bob Menendez, U.S. Senator and candidate for U.S. Senate?
I like him. I know him for... 45 years, you know what I mean? And
okay, have they assumed you are at?
What can I say? You know, he's no different than any other politician.
Have they
so,
accused you of having or
you know? I give him 50%.
Okay. What about Andy Kim, South Jersey U.S. Congressman and candidate for U.S. Senate?
I don't know the name. I don't know.
Now, in the past year,
okay.
Him. I'm not familiar with it at all.
Okay. No problem. When you hear the name Rob Menendez, son, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
I think he's smart.
Zero times in the
he's
last
intelligent.
Year. Think about your most memorable encounter with the
and
police.
He's a good-looking young man.
With
and I think he's good. The only thing is, I just hope his father don't hurt him.
Strongly agree, strongly disagree, some will disagree.
Okay.
Neither agree nor disagree.
Okay, sir.
About the time I was stopped.
Any longer because I'm watching Alexander.
All right.
Now,
would
that's
you...
too easy around here. Alexander, they go around chopping fucking heads off.
Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress?
Right now?
Someone disagree, thank you.
I mean,
let's say strongly, strongly, is it a strongly or somewhat? Strongly or somewhat approve or disapprove?
I disapprove. I think he should step down. He's only making it tough for the kid.
We're speaking about Rob, right?
You talking about the son?
Yes, we're talking about the son.
Oh, no, I think he'd be good for Congress.
Okay, is that somewhat or strongly approve?
I strongly approve.
Okay. And if the Democratic Party election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Tammy Murphy and Patricia Campos Medina, Bob Menendez, and Andy Kim, for whom would you vote?
Bob Menendez.
Okay. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kyle Jacy, Ravi Bala, and Rob Menendez, for whom would you vote?
This is the son again?
Yes, that's the son.
The son.
Okay. And in the last few months, have you heard a lot? Some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Father?
The father, nothing. Nothing. I've seen him. I've been in a few engagements with him and everything else. I shook the man's hand. We had a conversation for a few minutes. You know, the man is innocent until proven guilty. Even with that other fucking shithead with 91 counts.
Okay. How closely would you say you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely. Not okay. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father's issues in any way. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I mean, you're innocent in this country until proven guilty, so...
I don't know.
I'll skip that one.
Okay. Okay. There is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez did not know anything about his father, Senator Bob Menendez, shady and corrupt dealings. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
I strongly agree that that young man knew nothing of what his father was doing.
Okay.
Kid's not built that way.
Okay.
I know that kid since he's a baby.
By the way, sir, we're 88%.
And
we're almost done. These last questions.
He's just not built that way. And I hope when he gets in Congress, don't change his mind.
Okay. Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son.
Hey, if you can't do things for your family, then, you know, what are you there? You know, start people and everything else. I mean, I got two kids.
How many adults, 18 and over?
And I got one on the turnpike, and I got one in the county. So, my wife's the commissioner. You know.
Okay.
Take care of family. What can I say? Everybody does it. People that say that, you know, that they don't do it, it's that they're full of shit.
$50,000.
So is that a strongly or a somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Congressman Rob Menendez is his own person and should not be punished for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez.
That's 100%. I agree with that.
Okay. Congressman Rob Menendez should be held accountable for the actions of his father, Senator Rob Menendez.
If the old man did it, then he should be punished. That simple.
But listen to the question. Congressman Rob Menendez should be held accountable for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, great. Okay, now I'm going to read you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right.
The old man you're talking about now?
No, we're speaking about son.
Okay.
Okay. Critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the governments of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are only in public office to enrich themselves. Supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because has done nothing wrong. They say that he appears nowhere in the Justice Department's charges against his father because he has absolutely nothing to do with the investigation or any of the crimes his father has been accused of committing. They say there have never been any accusations of wrongdoing of any kind against Congressman Menendez, and it would be unfair to make the son pay for the sins of the father. At the same time, they say it is unreasonable to ask a son to come out and publicly condemn his own father. Does the statement from critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or the statement from the supporters of Rob Menendez come closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right?
First of all, I don't believe the kid knew anything. I don't believe the father, if he did do what he said he did, that would say anything to his son to bring it in. No, I just don't believe it. No way.
Okay.
No way.
So would you say it comes much closer or somewhat closer to your own view? Let's say, all right, these are the options. It says critics much closer, critics somewhat closer, supporters somewhat closer, or supporters much closer.
I mean, the kid is not going to go against his father. That's his father,
mm-hmm.
No matter what. And And I don't see the father dragging his kid into it, so. And to be perfectly honest with you, I think the old man was thinking with the wrong head when he got involved with that woman. Sorry. You know, what can I say?
You agree much more with a critic's view or with a supporter's view?
For the kid? Old man?
Because they're speaking about Rob, or they're speaking about the son.
Nah, I don't believe the kid had any knowledge of it, anything. No way. You don't have it in him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to, I don't know what he's going to be like 20, 30 years from now, but right now, no way. He just don't have it in him. He's a very good young man.
So your view comes closer to the critics or to the supporters then?
To the supporters. I don't think he should be punished for what his father did.
Okay. Okay, now I'm going to read you some more statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right.
Now, this is the old man you're going to talk about, right?
Right now, it's talking about son, Junior. Critics say Rob Menendez say he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. Supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Mayors Ras Baraka, Brian Stack, and Chris Bulwage, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families. Because of his record of accomplishment in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists. Does the statement from critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or the statement from supporters of Rob Menendez come closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right?
Yeah, well, nepotism exists. It's always gonna exist. And, you know, that's it. I mean, you know, what can I say? It's the way it is.
So the critics or the supporters, which one are you closer to? The view? Your
supporters.
Supporters.
I support both of them all the way. The kid and the old man.
Okay. Okay, now I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress. A member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he is fighting to stand up to the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States.
You know, I agree with with the women have a right to choose. It's their fucking life. It's their body, and they have a right to do what they want with it. And these fucking knuckleheads in the Senate, I mean, in Congress, these Republicans. That's not the Republican Party that I know. I mean, when Reagan ran, we had Democrats for Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
But these monkeys that are in there now, they should be ashamed of themselves, really. I mean, it's disgusting.
So you say it would be a little more likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Okay. Rob Menendez's top priority is delivering for his constituents no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service. From complicated immigration requests to cutting red tape to put money in working people's pockets, he's fought to make our neighborhood safer and more livable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob gets our lives, the challenges we face every day, and why he's ready to meet this moment. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, not at all more likely. What do you think about that?
Like I said, he's more likely, I would say.
Okay. Rob Menendez shows how important our health care is. He's fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billing more transparent, make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthen women's health care. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, not at all more likely.
More likely. I mean, I think everybody should have health insurance. Everybody.
Okay. Ramanendez.
I have to pay a few more dollars so they can have it. Fine. I don't care. You know,
sure.
I worked hard all my life. 40 years I ran a construction business.
Okay. Ramanendez is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda, who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who, despite the rising crime and violence in our communities, continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, and who support the January 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely?
Not at all. I don't want that son of a bitch back in power. He's not going to come back to do anything. He's only going to come back to freaking paybacks. That's all. I mean, I can't believe that these people are with him. I mean, with Nixon, the Republicans, they threw him right underneath the bus. Didn't even hesitate. This bum, why? Because half of the country voted for him? That goes to show you how freaking racist our country is.
Okay, sir.
Ridiculous.
The only Hispanic,
really.
The only Hispanic in New Jersey's congressional delegation, Rob Menendez, is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for migrant communities across the country. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all?
More likely.
Okay. Hoboken Mayor Ravi Bala has a 15-year record of public service and has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Bala believes this moment requires change that is momentous. He believes that health care is a human right, housing is a human right, reproductive rights are human rights, and the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely?
More likely. I agree with that. Climate
but is that,
change.
But
not,
is that much more likely, somewhat more likely, or a
more
little
likely.
More likely? Okay. The first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, from lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for child care, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely?
More likely.
Okay. After hearing some more information, let me ask you again. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kyle Jacy, Ravi Bala, and Rob Menendez, for whom would you vote?
Rob Menendez.
Okay. Now, I am going to read you a few more statements about Ravi Bala, candidate for Congress. Please tell me if each statement, if accurate, makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support Ravi Bala for Congress. In a district that is overwhelmingly Hispanic, Ravi Bala is running to unseat New Jersey's only Hispanic congressman after using behind-the-scenes schemes to remove a Latina from the state assembly. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely.
Most likely, he's I don't know the guy that well, but I never liked him.
Okay, so out of these, much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely, which one would it be?
I don't like them, so put down any what you want.
Okay, let me move on to the next one. Ravi Bala has failed and is incompetent as mayor of Hoboken, where taxes and spending have increased by nearly 20% on his watch, including a massive 50% jump in spending for his own office since his election. Bala takes credit for the work of others, even on a major environmental project started by a different mayor. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely?
Most likely, yeah. They all do it. Jerry McCann did it. They all do it. So, he takes the credit for other people's shit, like everybody else.
Ravi Bala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealings. Bala's law license was suspended by New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they called, quote, dishonest or deceitful conduct, end quote. In a separate incident, Bala used his position on the city council to renew a taxpayer-funded city contract with a lawyer with whom he shared office space. In yet another incident, Bala was accused of breaking, quote, the most important state pay-to-play reform law 3 years in a row. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, a lot less likely, or not at all less likely?
Somewhat likely. You gotta be careful of him, man. You know, he carries a knife. They carry knives, you know, that thing he got wrapped around his head.
Yeah.
And he carries a knife. They carry knives. It's their religion.
Okay, and go to the next one. Ravi Bala is a hypocrite when it comes to criticizing the ethics of others. Bala had his law license revoked in New Jersey and New York, where he was disciplined for being, quote, dishonest and deceitful, end quote. He has twice been the subject of federal tax liens for tens of thousands of dollars in unpaid taxes, and he has been sued on multiple occasions for failing to pay his personal debts. And Bala twice tried to avoid pay-to-play laws by failing to file the legally required disclosure forms. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely?
Yeah, most likely.
Mm-hmm. Ravi Bala is too close to the Republican Party. Bala heaped praise on Chris Christie and talked publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election over a Democrat. Bala's law firm represented New Jersey Republicans when they sued Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic, and Bala was even business partners with the Republican state chairman. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely?
Chris Christie, I like him. I know him. You know, And I think he got a, I don't know if you know the history between him and Trump and Trump's son-in-law, Kucha. You know the history about that?
No, not really.
Well,
hello, my name is Joshua and I'm calling
Christy. Christy put his father, Kucha's father in jail, but he made a deal with him because Kucha's father ratted out his brother. And, you know, and Trump stuck it right up his ass because he promised Christie that he would be the attorney general. And didn't happen.
Hmm. So you think this statement is much less likely, somewhat less likely, a lot less likely, or not at all less likely?
Somewhat likely, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's just fucking...
Okay.
They're
okay,
rats.
Now,
they're all rats. I mean, you know, it's fucking...
Okay. Okay, now, after hearing that information, let me ask you one last time. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kyle Jacy, Ravi Bala, and Rob Menendez, for whom would you vote?
Rob Menendez.
Okay. Finally, I just have a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I'm in the middle.
Okay. Do you consider yourself very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Okay.
But I vote Democrat. 99% of the time I vote Democrat.
Because they have, the options are this: very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, or conservative.
Well, I, like I said, some, it depends.
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal, and,
okay.
Yeah.
And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I have a home in Jersey, I have a home in Lakewood, and I have a condo in Lakewood, and I have a condo in Florida.
So you own?
Yes.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Me? I graduated
yes,
high school. That was
okay.
It.
Are you a current or retired member of a labor union?
No, I had my own business for 40 years. I'm retired now. I've been retired for,
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Stash.
Stash, you said?
Yes, Stash.
S-T-A-S-H?
Correct.
Okay, Mr. Stash. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study?
No. I want to finish watching my program about Alexander.
Okay.
I'm a history buff, so.
I mean, this will be not for today. This will be for some time in the future.
Oh, sure. Yeah. No problem.
Okay.
If I'm still around.
No problem. If God is willing.
God willing.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
What's your name?
My name is Joe.
Hello?
Joe? I had a brother named Joe.
Oh, all right.
That's the way.
Okay, thank you so
friend,
much for your participation in this, sir. We appreciate it.
No problem. Have a good night.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Aquí voy a hang up customer y complete, pa. Hang up customer y me voy donde...
No, hang up customer y dale complete service.
Pero aprieto hang up customer primero, pa.